With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are building their case against Luigi Mangione, who allegedly killed UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson. Correspondent Michael Sysak explains the gun evidence against the alleged shooter and writings by the suspect.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make it at home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially UnitedHealthcare specifically. In those writings, according to a law enforcement official, Mangione also said he did this alone. He said he wanted to save investigators the time and trouble of finding potential co-conspirators. He says there were none.
Thompson was shot and killed while on the way to an investors' conference in New York last Wednesday. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is sounding the alarm about China's aspirations for global domination. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Cotton says to understand China, one must realize
it's not a normal nation.
And not merely because of its differences with the U.S. and Western civilization.
It is an evil empire that has killed and persecuted over 100 million of its own people.
The man behind much of that killing, Mao Zedong.
Worse than Stalin, worse than Hitler.
Yet still venerated today in China. Cotton lays out his concerns about China's threat to Western civilization in his upcoming book, Seven Things You Can't Say About China. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 154 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49, the S&P 500 lower by 17. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, the days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over. A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. Turkish President Erdogan has welcomed the capture of two Syrian towns which had been under Kurdish control.
It was a statement that might have left some people confused. Turkey's President Erdogan hailed the fall of the Assad regime and promised to help Syria achieve peace and stability. He announced the reopening of a border crossing to encourage Syrian refugees in Turkey to return home. However, President Erdogan also praised the so-called Syrian National Army. That's a militia force generally regarded as being in Syria to do whatever Turkey wants. It's just taken over two towns, Tal Rifat and Manbij, and Kurds fear that more of the areas they control will now come under attack.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss reporting. Meanwhile, Israel carried out a wave of heavy airstrikes across Syria as its troops advanced deeper into the country. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.